CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Ebena.
Good morning, Sheta Bili. Good morning to our listeners. Our major stories: the declarations of some bishops with regard to the presidential elections have been described as based on a misleading and inaccurate interpretation of the words of the President of the Republic. Government spokesperson René Manuel Sadi issued a press statement on the matter. Out of Cameroon, flames ignite homes and cars as 30,000 people are ordered to evacuate from Los Angeles wildfire. And sports: the incumbent president of the National Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected for the 2025-2028 Olympiad. And those were our top stories, the news in full. We begin at the presidency, where moves to consolidate bilateral relations between the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and the Republic of Cameroon were evaluated in Yaoundé yesterday. This was during a discussion between Algeria's Minister of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and African Affairs, Ahmed Attaf, and Cameroon's Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo. The National Communication Council has drawn up a document presenting the distribution of media organs in Cameroon and identifying their different frequencies and places of publication. The book, titled Cameroon Media Map, which identifies some 760 media organs in the country, was presented to the Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Guti, in Yaoundé by the President of the National Communication Council, Joe Chebonken Kalabubse. Let's listen to him in this excerpt of an interview proposed by Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata.
We can say, without being misinterpreted, that we have around 760 media organs in the country today. Because the National Communication Council is attached to the Prime Minister's office, we thought that it was just but normal for us to come and present the first copy of this work to the Prime Minister and Head of Government. It is extremely important because we now know which media organ operates in which part of the country and how the country is served, and how, when anyone complains about something that has been done on the media, we can put a finger and make a call on the media organ concerned.
The National President of the Communication Council, Joe Chebonken, interviewed by Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam. We told you in the headlines in regards to a government statement on the declarations by certain bishops of the Roman Catholic Church on the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon that reads, during the past few days, more specifically following the head of state's end-of-year message to the nation, we have been witness to various reactions on mainstream and social media from our fellow citizens, including those of some prelates of the Catholic Church, in relation to this year's presidential election. While recognizing the rights of all to freely express their opinions within the ambit of the laws of the Republic, the government deeply deplores the vehemence of some declarations focused solely on the presidential stakes and based on a misleading and inaccurate interpretation of the words of the President of the Republic. In this regard, it should be recalled that the President of the Republic has been invested with a 7-year mandate which will run out in a few months. As such, it is entirely up to him to reassure his fellow citizens of his determination to fully assume it with the same enthusiasm and commitment. Moreover, the government wishes to point out that Cameroon is a secular state where religions coexist in harmony and maintain peaceful relations with public authorities. This therefore implies that there is no conflict between the government and religious denominations, in this case the Catholic Church. In the same vein, the government reaffirms that Cameroon is a democratic state that respects the rule of law, where citizens, whoever they may be, can freely express themselves and make known their point of view on major issues of the nation. As a matter of fact, the government considers that the clear-cut declarations made by some religious authorities on the upcoming presidential election, which smack of pure speculation, are the sole responsibility of those authorities and can in no way call into question the relationship between the state and religious denominations, nor influence the free choice of Cameroonians who will, when the time comes, make up your minds in all sovereignty and responsibility. By the way, with regards to this to his possible candidacy for the presidency of the Republic, President Paul Biya has clearly stated before that at the appropriate time, he will disclose whether or not he will be seeking re-election. As of now, any controversy on this issue is unnecessary. The government therefore invites everyone to stick to this answer while urging all those who aspire to the presidential office to prepare themselves in the best possible way to take part in this election. The government is closely working with competent structures to ensure that this election is organized in a serene, transparent and peaceful atmosphere. It is signed the Minister of Communication, Government Spokesperson Rene Emmanuel Sadi. In the following analysis, Political Desk editor Albert Njembone now highlights some of the keynotes of the government's press release, which he says provide clarity to certain aspects which could be or which could mislead public opinion.
The intention behind Minister Rene Emmanuel Sadi's outing is first of all to clarify public opinion on the misinterpretation given to the head of state's end-of-year address to the nation when he spoke of his determination to serve, which falls within the scope of his duties and responsibilities as head of state, a determination which is not yet an announcement from him to seek another term. It should therefore not be taken out of context nor out of proportion. After all, President Paul Biya had himself hinted that when the time comes, he will decide whether or not to seek re-election. Another clarity made through the press release is the relations between the state and the church, which for the most part have been cordial and near excellent in Cameroon, an excellence of relations which could be seen in the government's support of the actions of the church in the domains of education and health, which are regalian missions of the state. The outings of some Catholic bishops are therefore personal opinions expressed as citizens of Cameroon, which are in no way the stance of the Catholic Church. It is important, however, to note that such public outings of bishops is neither unprecedented nor shocking, especially on the eve of presidential elections in Cameroon or in Africa. But the bottom line of Minister Rene Emmanuel Sadi's outing serves as a reminder that the peace and unity we enjoy in Cameroon is our collective good, and Cameroon our collective heritage, which we all are called to preserve.
Definitely, Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu, will today preside over us from 10 a.m. in the conference room of the Yaoundé Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center, located in the Madagascar neighborhood, in person and by video conference, the second preparatory meeting for the 59th edition of the Youth Day, open to sectoral administrations and partners in order to assess the progress made in the preparations of the various activities that will feature during the Youth on Zen 2025. Out of the country, Los Angeles declares a state of emergency as a wildfire explodes from 10 acres to more than 2,900 acres in mere hours. According to fire extinguishers, more than 30,000 people are under evacuation orders and 13,000 buildings under threat. The fire, which broke out on Tuesday night, exploded to other areas. Millions of people in California are under a red flag warning, meaning there is an extreme fire danger. And sports. Jean-Jacques Doudoumou has been re-elected as the president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee. He was given another four-year mandate by the General Assembly of the committee at the end of their two-day General Assembly, which took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Harrison Ashutiko.
Even though he was the lone candidate for the post of president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou secured 44 out of the 66 votes. The other 22 were blank votes in the election that took place after over 2 hours of heated campaigns. Before he was given another four-year term, the budget for the 2025-2028 Olympiad was adopted. The Assembly also evaluated the successes and shortcomings of the just-ended 2021-2024 Olympiad before approving their plan of action for the new mandate. During the 2 days deliberation, the Paralympic Committee members also took the commitment to increase their efforts in the advancement of para sports in schools and the 10 regions of the country. In build up to the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA, The presidents and coaches of the four federations under the Paralympic Committee have been called upon to start scouting and preparing their para-athletes who will represent Cameroon in the Los Angeles Games.
And that was it for the 6:30 a.m. news. Back to you, Sheeta.